Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Hello, hello, hello.
What is up, Corby? Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Good to be back. Good to be back in town. Big show today, later on, and can't wait to see everyone. Okay, so this is from Getting the News. John, he says, what is your greatest college spring break memory as far as getting a big group of friends somewhere for a trip on a college student's budget?
Well, I don't have one.
I never went anywhere.
Never did.
Never. My spring break was in Oak Cliff.
Yay! So we did Padre.
Oh.
And it was, you get six or seven guys and you cram them into one room.
With two beds, yeah.
Yeah, right. Everybody's sleeping on the floor and all that. But, I mean, I think the whole week, I swear to God, and we would have one meal. And the meal would be at the Pizza Hut or Pizza Inn. It was a buffet. And it was like an all-day buffet and $5.99 or whatever it was. So you would eat like at 2 o'clock.
At the last you the whole entire day.
Yes.
Yeah, those are great.
And then we would go down to, we'd cross the border and go into Matamoros. And beer was so cheap down there. And so like a whole day. An entire day, you could get away honestly spending $10. But then, I mean, you're in the most squalor conditions ever.
But it's college.
I know,
fine.
You don't
it's
care. Fine. You don't think one iota about spending the night on the floor.
I just don't even remember any of my friends saying, all right, we're going to Padre or going
my brother
here
did.
Or there. And it's never went anywhere.
He went just, every year.
He just went home.
He went every year. It's dude, that is a freshman scene. That is not.
He'd probably go now. Honestly.
I mean, the beaches are just so. I don't know how they clean up every day for a month straight.
It's pretty amazing.
It is total debauchery.
I didn't drink until I was like almost 22 years old. So
you made up for it.
Yeah, I did. So going to spring break had zero appeal to me back when I was in college because I didn't drink or anything.
Right. We did that and then we all saved up one year and we drove to Steamboat and went skiing.
Oh, I bet that was fun.
Well, yeah. But I mean, yeah, it's the long 12-hour drives. Again, you're packed in a car. It's not like you're taking multiple cars. It's who can drive the one car and you're stuffed in there.
Yeah.
The one car that will barely make it.
Yes.
Like you almost had to flip a coin. Which beater is going to make it up to where you're trying to go? Like we would only, like our trips would be step shows. So we go around the state or maybe even Oklahoma or Louisiana or Arkansas to a step show and you have to flip a coin about whose car you're going to take. And it was duct tape and putting pennies in the gas tank trying to get there and get back.
Yeah.
But it's college, man. It's fun.
Yeah. And that's the thing is we had probably out of the six guys that were in our friend group, two of them had cars that you trusted to make it out of the city. Right? Like,
yeah.
Because everybody's car back then was a 70s model, basically.
It's bad.
Dude, I mean, and those cars sucked so bad.
Oh, God.
And I had to take, I kept my first car, which was $500. My dad bought it for my sister because she was 2 years older than me. $500 he spent on that car. And I had that and had to keep that thing together all the way through high school and college. She got a new car. I kept the beater all the way through.
What kind was it?
It was the worst model Mustang ever made. Like a 79 Mustang.
That's unfortunate.
You take a look at it. It's so gross. Yeah. And then my sister had it painted red when it was yellow, but she didn't paint the inside of the trunk. And so you pop the trunk and the trunk was still yellow. And I didn't have the money to paint it. And I was just like, yeah, whatever.
But you had a car.
Yeah,
you had
a car.
I didn't have a car.
You had wheels. That's all you need.
From E-Brake Man, he says, you know, in movies when cops stop a car by flashing their badge and then borrow the car, does that actually happen in real life? How much legal trouble do you think they would get in? Would you give them your car?
Not a chance.
Yeah, you would.
No, I mean, just based on the movies, I thought you had to. So,
if a cop pulls you over and is like, "There is a so my car just whatever," what would you say to him?
So you're by yourself in this chase? Get a helicopter and get that thing. You're not taking my car.
A helicopter?
No. Yeah. Okay. In this day and age, there's no reason for any officer to stop a civilian to get his car and chase someone.
What if, apparently, they can commandeer your car, but it has to be an imminent danger to public safety for an officer to commandeer your car.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to argue so much that the danger is just going to happen. Because you're not taking
it's already
going to
be over?
Yeah.
You would not allow it.
So what am I doing? Is he going to give me time to get my bag and my phone
yes.
and everything else out of my
car?
All
you got to do is grab your backpack. That's it. That's
I
all that's
phone.
In there.
I need something else in the glove compartment.
Okay. Well, you can get all that.
I'd be like, well, can I just come with you? I'll drive. Get in. That'd be kind of fun.
Oh, that would be badass. And then I pull
yeah,
out the
then you can run
police
red lights
light that
stuff.
I already
yeah,
have.
Right.
It's like, where did you get? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you're
we
in
need
my,
to chase.
My car now, I know. Bitch.
Like, I don't want you to mess with my seat. Get in. Let's go.
Would you do that?
Oh, I'd
yeah,
do
that'd
that.
Be fun. Until you get shot in the head because you're the one driving.
No, 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 no. He's driving. You just get in the passenger seat of
no,
your
I'd
own car.
I'd rather drive. I don't
well,
wanna...
you don't have the option.
Why not?
You guys are crazy. I still think that if a cop pulls, he's on his motorcycle. He had a motorcycle, and it's laying on the side of the road.
Like Chips? That'd be awesome.
Yes, it's well, just like Chips,
he needs
Matt.
To stop another motorcycle. I need to see your driver's license to see if you're capable of driving my car.
Man, I'd be like, all sir. Right, get in front and drive.
And like
saddle
you see,
up behind him.
Like, you see the motorcycle laying down on the road, and he jumps out the road, and he's flagging a car down. You don't stop?
No.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
I think
sorry.
I'd stop. He'd be like, how can I help, sir? Let's go.
Yeah.
You got an extra gun?
Okay.
He's not going to give you his gun.
Yeah, but then you can play cop for like real.
You guys can do that. I'm out. Get the car behind me. You don't want this. I have a lot of miles on my car. I need an oil change. It's not going to go as fast as you think.
All right. I heard y'all talking about Purple Rain and how terrible it is.
So bad.
I've not seen it in 25 years probably, but.
The music, A plus.
Yeah.
The acting, F minus.
What is the movie that would
Don't you me on the music. I heard you on there.
What is the movie that would disappoint you the most that you went back and looked at
oh,
and you thought it sucked?
Well, it's my number one.
Oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the original ones, are horrible now.
If I watched Hollywood Shuffle and it didn't hold up, I would be hurt.
So I thought you were going to say that when you were when you were getting into it.
Oh, did you? Okay,
I was
yeah.
like, oh my God, he saw Hollywood Shuffle and he hated it. Because I don't think that holds up either.
Man,
it holds up better than Purple Rain. Purple Rain.
Don't do this to me.
You said it. The
it's
only
still,
reason.
It's still yeah. fresh. It's the, still fresh to me.
The only reason Purple Rain was cool when we were kids.
It's the music. And the up tops.
The music, it was rated R.
Yes.
I'd never even been in a rated R movie,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that was
think.
My first one. In the movie theater, yes.
Yeah. In the movie theater. So we would all go there as kids, and we would buy tickets to whatever the other movie was showing, and we would sneak into Purple Rain, and you would try to time it to see Apollonia naked.
Man.
Yeah,
just
that's
topless.
It.
That's it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's the movie itself. I don't know if I sat through it ever as a kid and thought, oh, man.
Well, I just
unbelievable.
Thought about it because it's all about the music. So
yes.
I think, okay, man, Purple Rain is great because I love Prince. And he's singing basically the entire album and then throw in Mars Day and a Time and then throw in Apollonia 6. I'm a sex shooter shooting like
how is Morris Day's
direction.
Acting?
It's terrible.
That movie
and he was in
not
even,
good to begin with.
Okay. You just don't
it
like
wasn't.
Prince. And that's okay. I'm going to let you slide on this. Usually I'll dropkick anyone that says that. But since
I have no problem with Prince, I just don't seek him out. I like some of his stuff. We already know this.
Yeah, but the movie, you need to sit through the movie.
I've seen it. I don't want to watch it again.
Oh, yeah, you said you saw it in high school.
Man,
yeah.
Even when Prince is getting mad at his dad and trying
yeah.
when he was, you know, beating on his mom, and it's just...
Bad fights.
I feel like a lot of the movies that came out in the 80s that I loved as a kid, like, I don't know if you guys ever saw The Last Starfighter is a good example of this. Which is a movie about
based
this.
On the video game.
Yeah.
It's in a video game.
Yeah,
I
and then
that.
They come down and actually get him. At the time, I was like, man, this is awesome. I used to
yeah.
love that movie. And I tried to watch it with my son a few years ago. I was like, this is horrible. He's like, can we turn this
dude,
off?
Dude, I've watched so many 80s movies like that with my kids.
I know.
And they're
and
like, what
just,
are you doing?
Now, Goonies still holds up.
Yeah, 16 Candles. They're like, Dad, this is This is way over the top.
Don't tell my wife that, because she'll be, that's her favorite
movie. I know. Dude, I saw it 100 times when I was a kid.
You know what other
movie? I was obsessed with
it. That would disappoint me if it doesn't hold up? The Outsiders.
Yeah, but I read that the book, should hold up.
Saw
it's
the
still,
movie.
A lot of the ones that need special effects are where action movies are. Like, even Predators. Kind of.
No, Predator holds up.
To some degree. Predator 2 is trash, but it was trash when it came out.
Did you see the new Native American one?
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Dude, that was good.
Yeah.
I think they're rebooting that whole thing.
Yeah.
So just go with your memories.
Yeah.
Don't go and test it. I think I'm going to still say that Hollywood Shuffle will be my number one, because I'm going to laugh at still some of the parts.
But
maybe not as hard as
you're
I
not.
Before.
You won't. All those bad 80s movies like Weekend at Bernie's, things like that. Like, dude, they're not good. They're
not good. They don't.
Running Man, I bet you, is terrible.
It is.
And yeah, they're rebooting that. They're remaking it.
Yeah, which is good.
That they're remaking it?
Yeah. The concept, I don't know. I watched those movies when I was a kid. Like, my dad was into that action, of course. And then you see them when you get older. You're like, man, this is horrible.
Yes, terrible. Will AI or ChatGPT ever make it into sports play calling? Will an offensive coordinator just type in 3rd and 7 on the 23 zone defense, whatever?
Man, that'd be fascinating.
I know.
What would it tell you to do?
Seriously. You hear about songwriters right now that are like, yeah, I've hit the button just to see like what a new song should sound, what they would sound like. Will that ever happen? You're just sitting there and...
Do they have enough time to relay the information to who they needed to relay it to?
Oh, I bet you can. Especially if it's a voice command or whatever.
That'd be interesting, because they'd probably be able to design a play, because they could process thousands of plays run against that defensive set within a second. Millions of plays run against that defensive set, and then go, oh, this is the play that works the best. Here it is.
Yeah. I bet...
That's cheating. And I don't like it.
I think they'll ban that. I couldn't imagine they would allow that.
How can you ban it?
I don't know. I'm not a science person.
Well, I mean, you would have to ban...
I don't know computers.
You couldn't have phones up there. You couldn't have computer. Like, you can't ban it.
You have the tablet?
Yeah, you can't ban it.
Do they have internet on those tablets?
So, like, you can surf?
Could they scroll TikTok while they're on the bench waiting while the defense is playing?
Watch cat videos?
Yeah, DK Metcalf is just scrolling through TikTok.
Watching Gordon Twitch or something like that? Sorry, I got locked into Gordon Twitch.
He's black and white.
Yeah.
Can't take my eyes off of it.
Man.
Every flight departs and lands on time, but all the sports you watch buffer. Not endless buffering, chaotic buffering. Man, like, my flight departed, it was like an hour late on Saturday morning.
That's fine.
And I'm just so used to that.
Yeah, I can't
They're
take
never
the buffering.
On time.
There, it's very rare that you catch
right.
departure and arrival both on time.
Yeah, they make up for it in the air.
It's fine. You get there
I can
eventually.
Take off 30 minutes later, but then they're going to get me there right on time. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't mind. I couldn't do buffering.
Well, me either.
No.
That would wear me out.
Although,
being delayed a little bit.
Sitting on an airplane, like, if you get on the airplane and you just kind of go out to the tarmac or whatever, they're like, we're going to be here for 90 minutes or so. Yeah, that is a bummer.
Yes, it is. I've never understand how that happens. How do you not know when you're leaving the gate and people are boarding, oh, we may run into a situation where these people have to sit?
Yeah.
Like, just, I'd rather have to sit in the airport and you tell me I'm delayed 3 hours and sit on the tarmac for 45 minutes.
Right. Because at least there's a bar up there.
Exactly. Right.
Right.
You never know who you're going to be sitting next to, and you got to make weird chat.
Yeah, and you can go buy, like, cool Cowboys gear and stuff like that.
Yeah, there you
go. Who goes and buys that stuff?
I wonder that all the time.
Obviously they do, because they're selling it and out-of-towners.
Look, this T-shirt says Dallas on it.
Yeah.
But it's at every airport.
It is. It is at every airport.
I don't understand how they sell enough magazines and all those magazine shops, books.
I've definitely
purchased
magazines.
Who goes in there and buys luggage? You're leaving. Like, what do you have, like a trash bag? Like, you just walk through the airport with your trash bag and you go buy luggage?
Suitcase, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, who does that?
Put my trash bag in there.
Okay, maybe the suitcase is not a heavily
There's
sold
a lot
item.
Of things
but
that are
magazines,
in there.
Books. Yeah, I guarantee you that they're
neck
pillows.
I used to always buy a magazine, not anymore.
Yeah, neck pillows, chargers, things
yeah,
like that.
All of that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, you want the impulse of the person that whose flight is delayed. And you're just walking around, you have nothing to do. Oh, look at that. Yeah, yeah. I'll buy that t-shirt because I have nothing else to do.
Dude, how many Dallas Cowboy shops are there in both of our airports? Like six?
Rightfully so.
One in every terminal?
Yeah.
Love has one for sure, just the main one.
Oh, I guarantee you that the Cowboy Pro Shop is in each terminal. Yeah,
at DFW, I bet there is. You're probably right. And people are going in there, wow, a jersey for $400 is amazing. Let's get it.
Great deal. All right, there you go.